pretty good?
Yeah.
What kind of animals did y'all used to have?
We had cows and hogs and horses, mules.
Yeah.
We always had two good horses to work to the phaeton. You know what a phaeton is?
It's a
double seated thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kind of buggy.
Surrey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it took a wagon and all that to take us kids to church every Sunday morning.
Yeah, I guess so.
But we always had a good buggy. Single buggy and a double buggy. And had horses for that. And then the mules to plow and work, you know.
What did you call the place where you kept the horses?
Out in the barn, in the pasture. And some of them would call it stomp lot.
A stomp lot?
Stomp lot.
I love it. That's great. Where was the stomp lot?
Well, it was connected where they couldn't get into the stalls where the cows would go in there. And it was,
just connected to the barn there?
Yeah, it was, and fenced in with board fences, you know, bound it around it, or barbed wire sometimes. They'd have the barbed wire around it.
Yeah. What other kind of fences did you have?
I guess that's about all. Now, out in the field, in the pastures proper,
yeah.
Well, they'd have barbed wire fences, you know, and fence off the farms, you know.
Yeah.
From one farm to another.
Uh-huh.
They'd have a cedar post and barbed wire, three or four or five barbed wires strung along.
How did they used to make a barbed wire fence? Do you know? I know. How do they get the wire to stay on that?
Oh, they have staples.
Uh-huh.
Bent like a nail on each end, like sharp on each end, and bent about that long. And you put it, straddle the wire, and nail it in that post.
I see. So that kept it. How far apart did you have to put the post, you know?
Oh, I'd say as far as from here over there.
To the wall? All the way to the wall?
No, a post. I thought you said post.
Yeah.
Put the post that far apart, and then you'd have, so's a, you know, cows will get on the knees and crawl under. They'd learn, you know, if they wanted out bad enough.
Just like a dog.
Uh-huh. And you'd put it down about that high, and then the next one up about like this, so they couldn't get through.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it all depended on your animal, whether they were kind of wild or curious or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of a fence did you have up around the house?
Well, usually just a barbed wire fence. We never did. My daddy never would have a barbed wire fence around.
Is that right?
He was, as he used to tell me, had more pride than brain. He used to tell me, I'd say, well, where'd I get it? He'd have a board fence.
Uh-huh.
Painted white.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if we rented or bought a farm or had a farm.
Uh-huh.
Well, we's had some land and then rented some. But the house was on our land, see?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we'd, and I'll tell you, the barn, the lot, and the yards were kept perfect on the outside.
Is that right? That's hard to do.
Yes, it is, but I tell you, we had enough help. The boys kept the yard and fences up.
Uh-huh.
And my daddy walked the fence line every weekend of the world to see if the stock would get out or could get out.
Uh-huh.
He was a farmer.
Yeah, I guess. Did you ever have a special place where you milk the cows besides the barn?
Sure. No, nothing, only just stalls.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Always milk them in the
There'd
barn.
Be a shed come down and open.
Uh-huh.
And the cows could walk in, and they knew their stall. That's, it was a long trot.
Yeah.